to the Maria Freire podcast. I'm a high vibrational life coach with a focus on wellness and manifestation. If you love energy, spiritual mindset, manifestation and health on a super high and modern vibe, girl, then this is your podcast. Living a high vibe lifestyle allows you to experience life to its fullest while practicing self-love and manifesting all of your desires. Each episode is a raw and unfiltered coffee chat with me where we get to explore what really means to live on a high vibration and live the life you dream about. Thank you for joining. Let's get down to it. Hi girls, welcome to another episode of the Maria Freire podcast. I'm so happy you made it back once again. Today we have a super hot trendy topic, which is creativity and how can we be more creative and high vibrational while manifesting our goals at the same time. And also, is it really related to be creative to actually manifest your desires? What does it have to play in it? What does it have to say? Are we all creative by nurture? Is it a skill that we can learn? And some few practical tips, right? Since we're all here, that we can use in our day-to-day activities to get more creative, to manifest our life better, and to honestly achieve everything we can achieve. All right, so let's have a look on where the word creativity actually comes from, because you guys know that I studied Latin back at uni from Spain, and it was one of my subjects. Actually, it was one of my favorite ones. And I learned that words like this, even it's not very common in the English language, it's more for like French words, Italian words, Spanish words that come from Latin. But this particular word creativity comes from the Latin word creatus, which means to create, to give life to something. And that is intrinsically linked to our human nature and our ability to create things. So yes, this answers to many people's question. And my question when I first started to dive into all this world of manifestation, life creation, designing your dreams and your desired reality and achieving all your goals, right? And this really means that we are creative by nature. And Seth Godin has so many really good books about this topic and how human beings are naturally creative and we have the potential to create things based on our backgrounds, our limiting beliefs, but also our good experiences and a good positive environment that we've been growing up in and that we can bring to the world. We all are different and we have something special that we can give to others, and that's why it's so linked and innately special to our breed, to our species, right? But what I want to say about creativity then is that it's a skill that we have to practice, because what's been happening in our societies, and I don't want to get too historical, too boring here, you know, but just bear with me for a moment, because I think you're all gonna agree with me when I say that in our world, in the modern world, as modern girls, we experience that our life usually go into an autopilot, because that's the way that our brain is more comfortable, to be honest. Our brain wants to save energy for us to actually dedicate time to the things that are new to us. So like, say for example that you always take the same way to work, or you always eat the same things. You go to the gym, or you do your normal activities, you journal in the morning, you meditate if you meditate, or you go to the gym, or you brush your teeth, you get dressed, you talk to your friends, you see your partner, and then you go to sleep, and then you do it all over again. So then your brain gets used to it, so it has enough energy for when it comes something new. So let's say that you meet somebody for the first time and you've never been in that environment, or you have to talk and give a conference or a speech at work that you've never been to in that situation. So that your brain requires more energy for that moment. And that's the reason biologically why your brain doesn't like to create new things, because it requires more energy and it requires to go outside the comfort zone, you know, taking risk that requires biologically more energy and more attention than what your everyday routine looks like, feels like, and your brain is used to, right? So your everyday life is desire to be an autopilot. And autopilot behaviors, like again, watching Netflix, which I love doing so, but when it becomes something that actually takes time for things that nurture our soul and that help us to get closer to our goals, they become what I like to call, and I think this is the first time that I talk about this topic in the podcast, but I've talked about it in Instagram many times, and surely I just uploaded a video in YouTube as well talking about this concept. And it's just basically the energy vampires, and Netflix in this case, but anything really that takes the place of the inspired action that you would actually take to manifest your goal, and that you have to take to manifest your goal, that is replacing it is an energy vampire, because it's taking your energy in this case. And I know it sounds a little bit woo-woo right now when I say it, I can feel it as well, but yeah, it's just Netflix in this case, or for example your friends that are wanting you to go partying or to go drinking for the third time in the week, when you know you would rather be doing the inner work for you to actually unlock that limiting belief, or to create something that you want to learn a skill from. Let's say that you want to learn how to dance, or you want to learn a new language so you can travel, or you can find that job that you want to find outside your country, or travel the world just as it is, but you can develop that skill. You can take the inspired action in order for you to succeed and manifest that desired job, because that energy vampire is allowing you, or is actually staying in the way, is stepping in the way of that and your creativity, your innately human creativity. So yes, you are creative by nature. Is that life doesn't like us to be so creative all the time. It's honestly saying, I don't want to choose the easy comfort zone, no risk option, and I am going to invest in myself. Because this takes me to the second thing that I wanted to tell you girls about creativity, and this is that creativity, since this is skill, it's something that at first we're not going to be extremely good at. And what I mean by this is that you can be creative in many things, because at the end of the day, creativity means the exercise of creating something. And the first time when you create something, you're not going to be the best at it, because it's your first time doing so. And I can tell you a little bit more about this, because I went to New York to do my postgraduate in fashion marketing, right? And at first, I was really, really, really terrible at sketching. And I studied fashion marketing. So back at my bachelor degree, I've never learned about sketching or painting. And I've always thought, because I saw and I compared myself with other people, that's the key, that they were more advanced in their journeys, I've always saw that I was maybe a little bit more behind, right, in my painting skills. And I thought that I was terrible at sketching, and I was terrible at designing and putting my ideas into paper and designing my own, in that case was dresses and, you know, gowns for that activity. So I was terrified by it, and I was telling myself constantly, self-sabotaging myself, that I was not good at sketching, I was not good at painting, I was gonna fail that class. And then with that mindset, the first few months that I was in the class, I was literally the worst human being on earth at sketching. I was the last one in my class. It was like insane, because every single thing that the teacher was teaching us how to do, I could not do. I could not put it in the paper. And I was like so frustrated, because everybody was in that class. Some people were completely pros at sketching, and they've been designing their entire life. But there were others that they were more in the beginner type of level, and they were not so good. But for some reason, I kept looking at the ones that had been designing and sketching things their entire life, and I was comparing myself to them. And then, of course, I was bringing myself down every freaking time, until I had the realization. And honestly, it's because I failed so many things, and I needed to honestly pick myself up if I wanted to pass the class. And I spent a little bit of time with myself. I look at my sketchbook, and I said, I'm not available for this. This is why I remember that I say this to myself. I'm not available for failing this class. I'm not available for failing. It has to be a way. Maybe it needs more hours. Maybe it takes more step-by-step process. Maybe it takes me to watch more YouTube videos, or to ask the teacher outside class, or to actually spend time with the people that know how to sketch, for me to know how to sketch. But I am not available for me to fail in this class. And was the mindset shift that happened, and my sketches started to become great. I started to actually honestly feel like a flow. I started to actually enjoy for the first time the activity that I was doing instead of repeating negatively in my mind that I was not good enough because I did not have an expectation that I had to, you know, like achieve. I was just doing it because I wanted to get better at it. And I was doing it because ultimately I had a goal in mind, which is to pass the class, and that goal was positive. And I wanted to take the most out of that class to bring it with me for the rest of my life. And I can tell you girls, it's not much of a story there, but I can tell you that at the end of that class, the teacher gave me actually the A+, and it was a little contest that that it was like a few Fashion Week tickets for working with a designer, and the teacher gave them to me because I was the actual student that had invested more time in my self-development. That's exactly what he said, that he was... He was so proud of me that I actually was the only student that grew, that he was the student that grew the most in that class. So he was so proud and so happy to see my growth and to be able to say that he helped me grow. So that is one of the most, this is a success story that I like to tell, but it's also because it's really tied to creativity and the self-talk that you have with yourself. So think about really the activities that you're telling yourself you're not good at or that you're not creative at, because likely is that because you've never done them before or you're new to them and you're comparing yourself to somebody that is much farther down that journey. And I could not compare myself with designers or people that have been designing their entire life because they've been developing and nurturing and growing that skill for years versus me. It's my first time actually getting the pen and opening the page. So this is not a competition of you against somebody else's skill. It's a competition of your starting point to your skill and to your growth. And this is the journey of creativity. And I think that as long as you're creating something that is really connected with your soul and really aligned to your values and what you want to bring to the world, life, God, the universe, the stars are going to align for you to actually manifest your dreams. And I can say that it's also a very pleasant journey to see your life brought back to reality. So now I have prepared a few tips or a few things that you can do on the daily, you can exercise on the daily for you to actually practice your creativity and get creating different things or different solutions to your old problems. This is something that you might have thought of before or it might be completely new to you, but it's a simple way to actually get your creativity going. And then at the end of the episode, I have a little simple meditation for you to actually get in the zone. We're going to do it live. I have written down a few words and a few guide points for us to get in the zone of creating and that creative energy. But it's exactly what I mean. We are made out of the big creative force of life. We are this energy as well, and we co-create our desires with it. So we can connect to it and we can get in the zone of creating and getting inspired for achieving our dreams. And when we get into that flow, when we get into that zone, everything is so much easier and honestly so much more enjoyable. So the first thing that I would like you to do this week or today when you listen to this episode is to choose a new way, choose a new path to get to work or to get to uni or to get to wherever you have to go. Like, for example, I live in West London, and for me, it always takes 20 to 30 minutes to get to work by walk, right? Like walking to work. Today I chose to bike. I took a bike, a public city bike, and I chose to get there biking, right? I just wanted to experience what it would be to take the bike and how it would feel like. And honestly, you might be inspired by some things that you experience during the way. But yesterday, I was actually choosing a different path. Again, I usually go walking because I prefer that. It really like detox my mind and it gets me inspired for the day. And I took a longer walk. So I left 15 minutes earlier. And during the way, I actually met someone that was waiting in the bus stop. She was actually one of the girls that I've met previously in my job. And she was just congratulating me. She was going to stop by my work again and say, get a few extra things. So that was good for my business that I saw her and I actually had a little chit chat with her because she was going to come back to get a few stuff. So yeah, that was actually really nice. And I wouldn't have met this girl if I wouldn't have taken the risk or taken a different path to get to work. Again, this is not completely radical. It's not something like join Zumba classes or join pole dancing, but it's something different that you can implement in your modern girl routine. A second thing that I want to implement, or I would ask you to change, or maybe like think about changing in your routine, would be find a different solution to an old problem that you have. And this could be, honestly, girls, anything. And I can tell you that for me, what I've really done this week has been changing the water jug that I have in my fridge at all times. I've replaced that because it's the Brita. I don't know if you've girls heard of it before. Here in the UK we have Brita, which is the one that comes with the filter, but it is so expensive, honestly, to filter the water, and I felt like it's a lot of waste for the environment to all throw away all that plastic. So I was researching about it. Girls know that I am a crystal and Reiki practitioner as well, so I'm a lot into crystals, gemstone, and energies, and I found these charcoal sticks that, girls, you need to try this out. I got it out of Amazon, and just a stick is like, what, less than 6 pounds, which if you're in dollars would be like around 8.20 maybe dollars, US dollars. It's so affordable. You put that in the water jar or whatever you have available, and it lasts you for over 3 months. 3 flipping freaking months, girl. And then you have that there and it filters the water in a whole hour, but you can leave it overnight, and then when you wake up in the morning, the water is so smooth and so clear and so delicious. Like, I promise you, if you can taste water, because some waters for me, they have minerals and they have vitamins and all that, like, they do have a taste, but you definitely need to try this in your routine. This is something that I change in my routine, and it has done wonders not only for my budget and my health, but also for my creativity, because it forced me into thinking a different way that would serve my style, my life, and others as well. The third thing that I want you to try, or to try to find to do this week, is find something that you've never done before. Like, for me, I told you sketching, right? But that was something that my teacher kind of brought me into doing. But also, I kind of challenged myself to start these podcast episodes and to actually record episodes, because I'm more of a visual person. So I would always do YouTube, like, since I remember that I had a makeup YouTube channel when I was, what, 15, 16. So really the beginning of YouTube. And yeah, I've always done YouTube's Instagram stories, IGTVs, Reels. That's kind of like my vibe. But podcast is something that not only has been growing lately, but also that I have been incorporating in my life, and like I have been binging on and listening to it when I'm in the go, when I'm doing other things, I'm showering or I'm cooking or I am going to work. I like that kind of audio content that I can binge on whenever I want to and still learn and still feel inspired and still, you know, have that high vibrational lifestyle vibe that I like to call it. So why not challenge myself in doing so? And it's a little bit different because you start from zero, right? You start from scratch in this. But yeah, this is something that I want to try, and also something else that I want to start incorporating in my challenging skills or in whatever creativity skill I need to develop is the website building, because girls, I am so bad right now. I mean, I can get the job done, and yeah, I can upload things, but also it takes me so much time. Like, for me to actually design something in a website and build something, it takes so much time that it's not even worth it. So I know this is something that I need to work on. It's a skill that I want to develop, because I know I'm able to create that. I would work on that this week as well. I'll let you guys know like next week how it goes. Then the fourth thing that I want you to work on or to think of is start creating something new, bringing creativity into your wellness life, into the way that you move your body. So what I mean by this, it's, I am a creature of habit. And if you're an earth sign, I am not an earth sign actually, but my moon, which is my emotions and the way that I feel and that I express my emotions to others, is in Taurus. So I am a very straight up earth sign, and I always have very set routines in my life. I like to keep a routine-based order, or I don't know how would I describe it, but I always eat the same kind of foods. I always take the same path to work. I always do the same exercises, and I like them that way. I'm not gonna lie, I do enjoy them. I like my order, but I recognize that your body, this is biologically and physiologically, your body gets so used to doing the same exercises all over again. And then your wellness, also for your mental health, need to be challenged. Everything in your life, your mind, your body, your social life, your soul need to be challenged in order to be able to grow. That's how we grow as human beings. So honestly, I invite you to start thinking a different way that you can move your body this week. If it's weight training, that for me has been for the last couple years, I've started implementing yoga, Pilates, or maybe going for dance. Honestly, just play some nice music, different music you've never listened to before, maybe some R&B or some jazz or some classical piano, and then just feel the vibrations of the music, the frequencies of the music. How do you move? And then go from there, you know, like just experience it for a little bit and see how you feel. I usually like to journal my experience and my vibrations after it, because for me it's been life changing, and it does wonders for your creativity, your inspiration, and to strengthen your intuition and your connection not only to your true self and to your body, but also with the higher power and nature. And then the five thing that I want you to girls do this week is to open a blank piece of paper. It can be in your journaling book, it can be wherever you can. Open a blank piece of paper and start brainstorming, journaling your mind, but without actually trying to make sense. Just remove your conscious mind from there for a minute and just let your subconscious mind do the work. Let's see what your creativity has to offer for you today. I've been doing this every single day this week, and it's so relieving. It's insane. You can create whatever you like. This morning I created a house that looked like somebody from like middle school had painted it. It wasn't even that like elaborate at all, but that's what I created. And then I started like brainstorming a few words, and I put a tree in there and a rainbow. It was just like my childhood living over there in the paper. And the key of this exercise is to release the expectations. Just set a timer, maybe like 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever you have, and just brainstorm your subconscious mind out. Create whatever you feel like you want to create. And again, do not expect to create anything. You just release it on paper. That, and it is, as it is in itself, is a creative activity. Creativity is valuable on its own, and so it's love. And that's why creativity, inspiration, and love and gratitude and compassion and kindness are the highest vibrations and the most neutral vibrations you could ever experience. And this is why when you're lost, when you feel anxious, when you feel like you don't know where your direction that you need to take, or you need more clarity, you need to tap into this vibration. This is a really cool exercise that you can tap into. This is a really cool episode that you could use if you need to, you know, release your negative thoughts, release your anxiety, and try to find your groove, try to find your frequency, your sound, your music, your voice, your inspirational self back to love. So this is what I would do, what I would suggest you to do this week. Okay, girls, so hope you're ready now. If you're driving, or if you're walking to work, or if you're in your way and you can do and relax this exercise. It's a very quick 5 minute meditation, but I want you to be relaxed and to be in the mood for it. If you prefer, you compose this, maybe screenshot the number of the minute that is this located in, and then get back to it when you're home, right before you go to bed, or really when you wake up in the morning for a 5-10 minute quick guided meditations live with us. I think it's going to be really good. And I also like to do these live meditations because when I do it live, I feel like I get more inspiration from God, the universe, the higher power, and I bring more value, more content for you girls, because I also set the intention of bringing good content and good vibrations for you, all of the ones that are listening online. Whenever you're ready, I want you to come to a comfortable seated position. You know, I tend to use the prayer or cross leg seated position in my meditation pillow. You can use a cushion to prop you up instead, but you can also use a chair, sit comfortably, keep your feet on the floor and your spine straight. If you prefer, you can also start by laying down comfortably in your bed. As usual, you can play some relaxing music or nature sounds if you like. Before we begin, we're going to note down your stress and anxiety levels and rate them from 1 to 10, being 1 the lowest and 10 the highest level of anxiety. So take a moment to do that now. Let go of any thought that is wandering your mind right now. Let's take all a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. Observe your surroundings while you keep the flow of your breathing, and at the third count, you're going to gently close your eyes. Let's take a deep breath in, one. And release, two. Let's take a deep breath in, one. And release, two. Wonderful. We're going to the third one. Take a deep breath in, one. And release, two. Beautiful. Close your eyes now. Let's start our meditation session by getting our hands together in a sign of Namaste or Gassho. You achieve this by drawing your hands together close to the heart. We're going to start by giving thanks to the higher power that controls all the energy of the world, the energy within you. As you do this, keep focus on your breathing and each word we are reciting. Thank you for the creative energy of the world that lies within me. Thank you for the clean air that my lungs breathe. Thank you for my eyes that help me see the beauty of life. Thank you for my ears, my mouth, my nose that help me experience the miracle of life. Thank you for my mind and my head that allow me to connect my thoughts to the wonders of existence. Thank you for a voice with a message and legs to take me places. Thank you for my heart that bombs pure energy of light and love through my body, to the world, and humankind. Today we come with a prayer. We come to experience our truth, to accept our raw self and embody the universal unifying energy that lies within us. We come to be ourselves. We call into the high frequency of love now. Let us be creative. And let the creative force of the will inspire us, help our intuition, and guide us through the highest good for all. Imagine you're writing a letter with your question to your higher self. Set your highest intention for God. Set what sign you want to receive, what you want to be more creative in, what skill you want to develop. In this letter, you can clearly see the recipient is God, the universe, and you see yourself writing the question that feels more aligned to you. This can and will change over time. What should you create now of the highest good for the universe? How should you exercise your creativity in favor of the love of the universe? What would the universe and God help you do or have you do in order to achieve the right skills, the right content, the right creativity that's going to help you achieve and manifest your highest desires? Don't forget to sign it, date it, and thank the universe before you release it. When you're ready, imagine sealing the letter and becoming of a lightened golden color. The letter has become a ball of light and energy. There is an angel now, the messenger of God, universe, coming to pick up this letter. You say thank you to him and release the letter. Answer yourself now. How does it feel to release your desires, your will, your creative power to the universe to know that you're co-creating your desires now with him? Take a deep breath in, one. And release, two. Take a deep breath in, one. And release, two. Beautiful work. One more time. Take a deep breath in, one. And release, two. Slowly bring back yourself to your awareness. Start to feel your fingertips, your hands, your legs, your eyebrows, each and every fiber of your body. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. From 1 to 10, how do you feel now? Have your fears, negative thoughts, and stress levels decreased somehow? One step at a time. That's all that matters, I know. You can keep repeating this meditation anytime you need to. You did such an amazing work today. I feel so renewed. I feel so inspired. I feel so much creative energy running through my veins. But I want you to know this, and that is that you cannot compare yourself, your journey, your creativity skills, or your creativity levels to someone else's, because chances are that you are creative in a different way, that you cannot maybe sketch something now, or you cannot paint or sing right now or design something, but you can create life. You maybe have a kid, or you're really good at science, or you have a very different type of intelligence. So what I mean by this is that creativity is only the creation that comes from your unique personality and your unique set of values. And because you're unique, you're special, you're the highest form of creation, and you have divinity within you, you know that you would be creative no matter what you do, no matter how you think, no matter what you believe in, because there's no other human being that can compare to you. And that's why creativity, it's a high vibration. And by exercising this, by doing these things during the week that you're going to do with me, I know for sure. And honestly, if you do it, let me know, share it in social media. But by doing these things, we're going to feel more intuitive. We're going to feel more connected, not only with our higher power, with our energy, with our own persona, but also with others. We're going to feel more empathetic to others because we're all here in the same journey and we're all trying to be our most unique and authentic human being that we can possibly be, you know? So hopefully this episode serve you, you enjoy it. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts if you like it, and don't forget to share it with your friends and live a high vibrational life. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Maria Freile Podcast, Secrets for a High Vibrational Lifestyle. Don't forget to share it with your friends and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts if you can. I'm looking forward to see you in the next episode together. In the meantime, if you're curious about more high vibe lifestyle tips with a super contemporary approach, please check out my social media accounts. I'm on a High Vibe Living on Instagram as Maria Freile Coach, and I'm also on Teachable if you're ready to take the big leap into your next level self. Thank you for listening, and see you very soon.